Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. There is some horrifying, but I'm afraid to say, unsurprising news out today, and it's been a long time in coming. I'm not surprised that Stella Creasy, surely the most evil person in the United Kingdom, and Tonya Antoniazzi, two Labour MPs, they've forwarded a private members bill, I think it relevant only to England and Wales, to say that the Abortion Act 1967 should be repealed, that there should be no protections whatsoever for children when they're in utero, that abortion, even beyond 40 weeks gestation, if I understand this correctly, should have no restrictions on it whatsoever, that mothers should be allowed to murder their daughters and sons without any restrictions at all, for any reasons, just by whim. And they say, oh, nobody does that at the last minute. Are you so sure? And if that really is the case, so why don't you have, say, you can only do it for this reason, that reason? We can't check that you're being coerced and so on. So it is sickening. They have declared war on children. They're saying that some children should have their legs ripped off, their arms ripped off, their heads ripped off, should be made to bleed to death, should have their spines broken. Children should have their hearts injected with deadly poisons to cause cardiac arrest. That children should suffer hypoxia. That's to say, to be cut off from oxygen until the point of death. And that this is healthcare. It's staggering. They have the nerve to say this is compassionate. Are you out of your mind? This topsy-turvydom where, good has become evil and evil has become good. That saving lives is violent, but murder is somehow merciful. Wow, it's staggering. And this is the danger of demagoguery when two politicians would just grub for votes by attacking the weak. No one's more powerless than children who are in their mother's wombs. So it's very, very worrying this is going to happen. Now, this is obviously not a party political issue. You could be a Labour Party person and completely pro-life. Having said that, I don't know any who are at the moment. There were some gallant pro-lifers in the Labour Party. Kerry Pollard's the last one I can think of, but he lost his seat 20 years ago this month. Who else is there? Tim Farron, Liberal Democrat leader, he was pro-life. There's even one pro-life guy in the Scottish National Party in the Scots Parliament. Conservatives have a few pro-lifers, but it's very, very worrying indeed. They say this is outdated. Saving children is never outdated. Some things are eternal. The right to life is eternal, whatever the law says. So they are declaring a war of extermination against the most vulnerable members of our society. So, and then they say it's about bodily autonomy. Well, what about the bodies of the victims? What about their autonomy? We know they can move autonomously. They can move when the mother's not moving. Little girl kicks her legs. The mother's not kicking her legs. The mother's not choosing for to do that. Baby boy is moving his arms. That's not the mother choosing to do. They have a separate mind, a separate conscience. Baby can be asleep while mother's awake, and vice versa. These are separate human beings. They're separate individuals. So talk about basic human right. The most basic human right of all is the right to life, without which there are no other lives. So it's very worrying. It's frightening. Is absolutely revolting. This from a government which claims to be fixated with child protection. And maybe that's a good thing, but there's this cognitive dissonance that somehow the brutal murder of little children is allowed, that they don't deserve protection, those who can't fight back, who can't run away, who can't tell anyone what's going on. So there they are, and that we have to pay for it as well. I mean, the money is the least important thing. Even if we didn't have to pay for it, of course, I'd be totally against it. And they say because sometimes abortions which are illegal, even under the current law, lead to investigations, and always that's disagreeable for those who investigate it, even turns out there's no case to answer. Well, so what? Okay, sorry, it's a bit inconvenient, but every crime requires investigation. People are wrongly investigated on suspicion of the murder of adults, of kidnapping, of drug dealing, of rape, of whatever. Oh, well, that's unpleasant that's investigated. Therefore, we'll just decriminalize that. That would not solve any problem. Wow. So it's absolutely terrible. It's frightening. It's utterly despicable that that there's this war on children is being carried out to go even further. So there really is no case for the mass murder of children. Goodness. 24-week time limit, obviously, unless it's just to save the mother's life, it shouldn't be allowed at all. And I don't care what the era is. And they'll say, blah, 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 back in the Middle Ages, this was allowed. So we want to go back to the barbarity of Middle Ages. I don't care which century is allowed in, which is forbidden. It should never be allowed. Just because we allowed slavery until the 1830s doesn't it should be legalized again. I mean, they are just so bereft of any rational legal arguments. And I mean, a friend of mine who's on the other side of the debate. And I know he's advocating for evil. He's not actually murdered any kids, to the best of my knowledge, saying, well, if you're going to do it safely. It's never safe. The death rate for children is 100%. Supposed to be. Somehow they come out alive. Should we save those kids? And a young woman I know said, well, no. I said, but why not? Well, the mother's decided, you know, she doesn't want this child. Well, tough, this child already exists. He or she exists. Ooh, he slipped out the word mother. Okay, because you know Stella Creasy, even someone as foul as her, she's a human being. She was a human being in her mother's womb. What else was she? Of course, she was a human being then. She was alive then. Respiration is proof of life, isn't it? The dead don't respire, do they? I mean, she would know this because it's precisely stopping respiration is one of the main methods of murdering these little kids. A heartbeat is a proof of life, isn't it? And they have the heartbeat after is about 21 days gestation. Oh, time limits. Well, you know, this is binary. You're either alive or you're not. There's no in between. You can be dying, but that's still alive. You're either a human being or you're not. But, you know, chimps have 99% the same DNA as us. That's true, but they're still not human beings. And I know people come up with these fatuous arguments. Well, you know, we've been around in some form for 7 million years as a human being. When's the cutoff? Well, you know, jump off that bridge when we come to it. We don't actually have to deal with that situation. So, not going to waste time on that one. That's a red herring. So, it's very worrying indeed. We know abortion pills are bad for women. We know they're actually bad for the environment. None of that's going to stop them doing this. And if it's about bodily autonomy and choice, surely you would support the right of a woman to do what she wants with her own body by standing outside a human slaughterhouse trying to save children, by doing something as unobjectionable as handing out leaflets or a sign saying, here to talk if you want. That's to be criminalized, an unlimited fine for offering material and moral support to women. Do you want baby food? Do you want nappies? Do you even just want cash? Do you want babysitting? Do you want help on getting your child adopted? No, that's a crime. On the other hand, the vivisection of a human being is completely allowed. And, you know, the abortion industry slips it out. They then refer you to funeral care. Now, why would that be? That's because someone has died. Someone, in fact, has been killed because they are talking about a human being. This is not an appendectomy, right? You don't have a funeral for your appendix or something when it's taken out. And they talk about the father of the child. Yeah, because people have fathers and mothers, you know? Only talking about a living creature can have a mother and a father. And it's ludicrous to say that the child is not alive and not dead. Oh, what, you're imposing your views on other people? It's no imposition to speak up for the rights of others. I've got no dog in this fight. I mean, I'm not in utero. It can't happen to me. But to say I shouldn't care about it is preposterous. Shouldn't I be opposed to racism against black people, even though I'm not black? Shouldn't I oppose women being raped, even though I'm not woman? Of course I should. Shouldn't I say, save people in Ukraine or Gaza or Israel, wherever it was, even though I'm not there myself. Yes, I should, because I'm a human being just like them, just like the victims. I'm certainly not saying this for popularity. It's deeply unpopular. It's so somehow extreme to oppose genocide. And they'll use the argument that every génocidaire always says they're subhuman. These people are somehow unpeople. Or like you know, saying the Tutsis in Rwanda were cockroaches, according to those who committed genocide against them, that Palestinians are lice, according to those who commit mass murder against them, that whatever, that Jews in the Holocaust were rats, according to the Nazis, and so on. So, and then abortionists, they argue that their own children are parasites. Well, a parasite can only be a different species from oneself. So it's very, very worrying indeed. They've got no rational arguments whatsoever. The 24-week time limit, but you'd be happy to do this to a baby who's 40 weeks old. These two would. And wait a second, if a baby is born at 23 weeks, the hospital do everything they can to save that child's life and sometimes succeed. In the same hospital, they could be murdering a kid who's 40 weeks gestation, who's more developed. It really is preposterous, is absolutely revolting, and is a very, very worrying trend. Now, say what you like about Donald Trump, evil, evil bastard, maniac, pathological liar, All that's true about Pinocchio in the White House, but he has done something to try and save little children. And then you have these abortionists weeping about it. What? That kids will be safe. You're crying because a baby will be born. You're upset because a baby gets to respire. You're horrified that a baby's heart will beat. Like, why is that a problem that somebody else, a child, is going to be safe? It really is staggering and absolutely nauseating. Sadly, I think they'll win, because I can't think of a single pro-lifer on the Labour benches. Maybe Labour's right on every single other issue, and I know it's not officially a party issue, but they're dead wrong on this one. Where is your conscience? Where is your moral decency? That could be you. You could have been that embryo. You could have been that fetus. Oh, every sperm is sacred, they say to me. No, a sperm is a cell of the father's body, just like an egg is a cell of a mother's body. Is when they fuse, that makes a human being with unique DNA, okay, as a separate individual from the mother and the father. And that's how you started. Everybody started as one cell. I'm a cluster of cells. I'm the product of conception, just like everybody else. So don't declare war on the helpless. They didn't do anything to deserve this. Even the most sadistic serial killer, we wouldn't do to them what's done to little children in their millions. 60 million children murdered every single year. I remember a woman weeping to me about this, saying, "Well, you shouldn't judge me. Don't know the situation." She was 18, not in a serious relationship. Okay, maybe a pitiable situation, but she and the father, they created this situation. So that's for you to deal with, I'm afraid. You don't have to bring up the child, all that. And maybe there should be way more social support benefits. Fine, we could do all that. But don't murder the kids. Don't blame the child for being there in the first instance. Being human is not a crime. Being a baby is not a death penalty offense. Wow. And then they celebrate it. They rejoice about this. They glory in slaughter. The abortion industry is very, very worrying. And that is not just those who murder the little kids themselves, is the politicians who advocate for this sort of thing. Remember, advocacy for a crime against humanity is a crime against humanity in itself. And there are many more crimes involved in this as well. Breaches of the Chemical Weapons Convention, the manufacture, transportation, storage, deployment of chemical weapons with the aim of killing human beings. And the wording doesn't say, but only human beings outside their mother's womb. The right to life in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, it doesn't say that, but only outside the utero. The right to life in the European Convention of Human Rights and the Human Rights Act, it doesn't say, but only if you've already been born, and nonsense like that, that somehow you're dead, unalive, whatever strained interpretation, whatever illogical contortion, whatever semantic games they play to try and justify the unjustifiable. It's absolutely sick. Am I, about, is it 30% of women in the United Kingdom have an abortion, something like that? And okay, sometimes they were coerced, sometimes they did it to save their lives. So am I saying maybe 25% of women in the United Kingdom were murderers? Yeah, I am, because it's true. And that's not my fault. Oh, take the softly, softly approach. I have thought about that, but it doesn't work. And what matters is a baby's life, not an adult's feelings. And if we have to offend adults to save children, then let's do it. If treading softly, if it was more light to yield results, I would do that. But clearly, it doesn't have to be hard hitting and face up to the grim reality, the absolute horror. I wonder why they never show that one live on television. It'd be too upsetting. I wonder why they'll show open heart surgery, all sorts of other things. And Monsieur Sharonan says, "Yeah, well, just because it's gruesome doesn't make it immoral." Well, that's true, but some people don't get the moral argument, so we've got to face up to the gruesome reality. Well, having said that, nobody says open heart surgery is immoral, do they? Because it's actually saving a life rather than destroying a totally innocent human being, those most in need of our protection and care. So, it's very worrying when politicians will do this, and the Supreme Court should step in and say, "I don't care what the legislation says. Children need protection." But sadly, pretty sure they're all abortionists, so that's not going to happen. And oh, the learned people, the medical profession, they're all in favor of this. They're wrong. I don't care. They know far more about this than I do, but they're still dead wrong to murder little kids. And public opinion is wrong on some things. This is what demagoguery is all about. Goodness, is very, very troubling. And their arguments are completely irrational. No, in Malta and Poland and other countries where children have some protection in utero, they don't have a high incidence of illegal abortion and mothers dying in that way. And if you do die that way, that's your own stupid fault. Don't do it. If I had my way, no one would be committing these abortions, legal, illegal. The mothers would be alive. The babies would be alive. What's wrong with that? They'd both be safe. That's what I'm trying to ensure. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel and do what you can to save a child's life. Maybe somebody saved your life. Maybe a children's activist saved your life, you know, and your mother never told you, said something, handed out a leaflet, persuaded someone, whatever, or brought home to your mother just how horrific this would be. This is how this plague her conscience forever. Of course, people should be judged for murdering little kids. Of course, people should be publicly shamed. Justice demands it. Murder must be punished. Goodbye.